Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. Back in episode 40, when I spoke with Qubit expert Claire Hutton about master data management, we also learned about Qubit's guilds, which are a mechanism for Qubit employees to get together and collaborate on going deep on some topic of mutual interest. This benefits Qubit because it builds knowledge and community, and it benefits our clients because it increases the quality of everything that we do. Today, I'm very happy to welcome Christine Shonan, who is a Qubit expert and master consultant. Christine can turn her hands and her brain to anything, including complex optimization models and other fun data science stuff. But on this episode of the Ask Qubit podcast, Christine is here to tell us about the findings of the guild that she led last year. Welcome, Christine.
Hello, AG. Happy to be here.
So Christine, in 2020, you led a Qubit guild that took a look at Qubit's software and partner evaluation process. Now I'm looking forward to hearing what the guild learned, but can we please start by explaining what exactly we are evaluating and why it matters for Qubit's business and clients?
Sure. So when we're deciding which software and partner to implement for our clients, it's important for us Qubit to look at three pillars: the software itself, along with the partner relationship, and then the market potential. So on Qubit's side, we want to develop strong symbiotic partnerships that leverage our talents, make us stronger, and sticks to our values. And that value mainly is that we implement software that makes sense for our clients. That's something that we really pride ourselves in, on pushing quality and delivering return on investment, because multi-phase projects are a huge portion of our business, so it's necessary that the software we deliver is a viable long-term solution to the client's needs. So when we're looking at that software evaluation specifically, we're trying to understand the strengths and limitations of the software we're evaluating. And we do this by asking how they would implement certain business cases that we frequently come across, ranging in difficulty. You know, we see this, how would you guys code this? Or how do you deliver this solution? You know, this is something that we see, how do you do that, et cetera. As implementers, once we have this knowledge, we understand the risks of implementing that software and then can begin developing mitigation techniques for certain issues that we could see arising on a project. But more importantly, as advisors, we can then direct clients to software that best fits their needs, considering the functionality, usability, and long-term support.
So when we're talking about software, just to make sure it's clear for our listeners, you know, for us, software is like tool sets to solve different kinds of problems, right? And in our world, we are solving business problems around managing data, around analysis, and around building models, usually for planning. And sometimes it's financial planning, sometimes it's operational planning, and sometimes it's what we now call extended planning, integrating the two. And to solve a business problem around planning, which is, you know, we want to get a plan together, sometimes you need lots and lots of different pieces of software, different tools. I guess it's a little bit like building a house, right? You can't build the whole house with just a hammer. So is that a good analogy, I guess, for understanding what we mean by software and tools and why we might need to partner?
Yes, exactly. So, and to take that analogy a little bit further, just to put some like concrete examples, looking at that house, the foundation of the house could be like the data hub on which everything sits. The pipes coming into the house could be tools that we use to extract data from various sources and bringing it to one place. You know, that's the water, that's the gas, that's the electricity flowing in. The actual, you know, stick structure and could be the final model data architecture that we implement for the solution. And then at the end of the day, what you're walking in, you see this nice wallpaper, pretty carpet. Those are the final reports and the insights that you get from the solution.
Right. And because we want to deliver the most beautiful house possible, we want to make sure that whatever, you know, whoever our supplier is for those foundational items, that it's a really good quality supplier, right? That it's going to, you know, that it's concrete that's not going to crumble and it's pipes that are not going to rust and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
No, great. Thank you very much. So now that we know what we're talking about, why did Qubit decide it was worth investing the time of a whole guild? I mean, that's like you and, you know, 10 other people to look at our software and partner evaluation process. Was it because we had no process at all and we needed to create one? Or was it that we had something, but it, you know, needed to be better? So why was this suddenly important?
Of that, it was the latter, not the former. We did have a process in place. We just wanted to make it better. So before this guild, the partner evaluation process simply wasn't formalized. It existed in tribal knowledge of our leadership team, and which was fine for a while, but in that format, it's not shareable or scalable. The guild was initiated to formalize that process, document it, and then even improve it. And as a result of the guild, evaluation can be done by a small committee rather than involving, you know, the CEO and VPs of Qubit. This became necessary because really there's an ocean of software out there. And any, you know, of the software, there's a lot that we haven't implemented that could deliver value to existing or new clients. And at Qubit, it's our responsibility to be experts on the entire landscape. So by standardizing and sharing this process, we're now agile enough to keep up with that landscape.
Now I really like that use of the word agile and keeping up, right? Because as you say, the landscape is changing. And sometimes, you know, old diehards like me will say, well, data's data and still mostly living in relational databases and whatever, right? But the thing that we forget, I think, is the volume of data and the level of detail. I mean, that has really exploded in recent years. And so it's very important to keep up to date with the tools and the skills, like whatever was best of breed 10 years ago in terms of processing quantities of data and being able to even sort through and manage data. And now, of course, AI and machine learning gives us a whole other set of tools to do this with. So this is where it's qualitatively, you know, different, even though superficially it might look like more of the same. And this is why it's kind of important to have these processes. I mean, would you agree with that characterization?
I would definitely agree with that. And I would even add on to that, speaking to the mental agility part of it, because, you know, as a consultant, you know, when I first started, I was used to implementing one single software, and that's how I framed problems, you know, in that, in the context of how I was used to solving problems in a specific software. But now I've been exposed to more things, and that's allowed my mind to think more creatively about problems. And as, you know, as the problems themselves are changing in the ways that you described, there's also software that's solving these problems differently. And it's important for us to expose ourselves to the software simply so that we're better problem solvers as well.
You know, that answer makes me think when I was in college studying, you know, in grad school studying computer science years ago, there was a professor with a you know, sign on his door, and it said, if you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You know, if you're an expert in only one kind of software and you don't actively try to go beyond what that software can do, you can kind of end up, you know, seeing everything as a nail, right?
Right.
So I think you've already alluded to the outcome of the Guild's work in terms of a formal process and how it helps Qubit be more agile and more responsive in assimilating and partnering with new software vendors as we need to. But if I'm a Qubit customer or a potential customer, what value does Qubit having a better software and partner evaluation program bring to me?
Yeah, I did mention also in that last section, the mental agility and our ability to deliver or solve problems better. But specifically to this evaluation process, some of the things that we actually have now, other than, you know, just saying that there's a defined process, we have that actual like process flow diagram. We know who to involve in which state, what questions to ask, what resources might be helpful, and a centralized area to record our results. And all of that is documented and shareable. I think of those specific things, that centralized database of software evaluation results is going to become especially useful to clients, because as we're scoping out a project, we can take their needs to our internal model and say, you know what, actually the software you're looking at doesn't really fit your needs the way you're describing to us. However, these other two do, and here are the pros and cons of each. Ultimately, we do want to point clients in the right direction, and we hope to guide more clients into making the right software choice for them. And in essence, what we're doing is we're growing from software implementation consultants to software implementation advisors, and that's going to add huge value to our clients.
Yeah, I would think so, right? Because the landscape is I mean, even for me, is sometimes overwhelming. Like, where do you even begin, right? And every software vendor promises the sun, moon, and stars. And perhaps they're able to deliver the sun, moon, and stars, but it's usually in a very, very specific use case where they excel. And the reality is that it's not possible for any single software tool to be the, you know, the hammer, the screwdriver, and the drill, you know, in every single circumstance, right? And so we're trying here to get better at helping our clients put together the right combination of tools to solve their problems.
Absolutely. I mean, considering the how much of a task it was for us to develop this process and, you know, I would say optimize it, but I'm sure we're going to continue to improve it. But, you know, and us being experts and in this field, for companies to have to, you know, go online blindly and try to find something that works for them, I honestly can't imagine how hard that is for clients and to really get the best outcome without having someone share their experience, you know, someone like us who knows what we're talking about, share their experience and help guide them to make the right choice.
Right. Yeah. And not starting at ground zero every time, right? We're not reinventing the wheel at every single, you know, conversation. So, right. I mean, I know for a fact, you know, that as you do, that we are using the framework as we speak. And so it's already adding value to Qubit's processes and what we do for our clients. Which leads me to my final question, Christine, which is a little bit of a different kind of a question. You know, this interview was about the software and partner evaluation program, but I also wanted to take a step back and ask you about the experience of being in a guild, because the guild program, which we launched in early 2020, I think has been quite successful for us and popular with our team, because it takes them outside of their day jobs of serving clients and projects, but also gives them that opportunity to work together across different groups and deepen their own expertise. Well, at least that's how what I'm hoping it's bringing to everybody. But I'd like to hear from you what the guild experience was like for you and the other guild members of the guild that you led.
Yeah, I would echo your assumption exactly. So the best part of the guild for me, and I think for a lot of the other guild members, was having to like forcing us to step outside of our daily lives, which is, you know, highly focused on the specific tasks we're doing, and developing an overall a view of what we're trying to accomplish, you know, as a company, as consultants. Even though we think critically every day about our projects and the holistic aspect of those, we typically don't have to think critically about all aspects of the business and the marketplace. And that's something that we had to do for this guild. And I think we all grew from that experience. And like other, you know, other nice thing of the guild though, it did break up the day, you know, we have, you know, sometimes we just sit, you know, in front of our computers, we all work remotely. Our clients understand what that's like now. And then having these weekly or sometimes more often touch points with the larger team, it was nice to sit in, touch base with people and have a little bit of a, you know, just something different in our schedule.
Yeah. I mean, it was also intended as a community building exercise. And to be honest, when we came up with the idea, it was before the COVID-19 pandemic broke out. And of course, Qubit has always been a virtual company, but we've traveled on site to customers through the years and so on. But this year in particular, you know, when you're a virtual company, you have to work so much harder at keeping a sense of community and belonging and keeping people connected with each other. And in some ways, we were lucky that we launched this guild program in time so that it could help with that feeling of connection, right? Because even for a virtual company, the COVID-19 pandemic brought its challenges.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Christine. I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, AG.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.